808 at WGCL. Every Thursday morning, we check in with Keith Klein and Sue Wanzer, who both serve on the MCCSE school board. Sue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm pretty well, thank you.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us, as you always do. Congratulations on your re-election to the school board, Keith and Sue. Keith ran unopposed. Sue was victorious on Tuesday night. And how long is that term? Is that 6 years like a senator?
It is 4 years.
Gotcha. So you're covered for some time on all of that. And how often does the school board, half of it, how does that rotation work
we
there?
We get 4 and 3.
Okay. So 4 1 year, 3 the next year. So every 2 years.
It's 2 years, right.
2 years it turns around and turns over.
There's no elections of any kind next year, right?
2017?
Yeah, I think this is an off year.
So that's
no elections at all.
Well, that'll be different because it seems like we've been under the cosh here for, I don't know, the last 4 years, it seems like. But the election locally here wasn't much of a surprise, not talking about the school board race, but just the results that usually come
in. We have one new school board member.
Kathleen
Fuentes-Rohr.
Is new.
Right, and she's taking the spot that David Sabah had.
Who said in June of this year said he was not going to run. So a brand new member on the board. She will be welcomed next year. And the statewide election, Sue, has shown us that Glenda Ritz is out. And what's Jennifer McClellan? Not McClellan. What's her last name? I should do my civics.
McCormick.
Jennifer McCormick is the new state superintendent of public education. Give us your thoughts on that.
You know what? I don't know her. I don't know a lot about her except for what I saw in the, during the election. Our friend of WGCL, Danny Shields, seems to really like her, and she seems to have good experience and credentials. So I'm going to give her, you know, all the support possible. Hopefully, what we will have now with a new governor and a new superintendent of public instruction. We won't have the infighting. I hope they'll try to accomplish some of the things that we think are important here in Monroe County. But I'm anxiously looking forward to this and hoping that some things really do get done.
Well, it's interesting because there's a new governor and a new superintendent of public education. So do they have to continue the process and processes they were using? Can they wipe the slate clean and start over? Is there some excitement because that could be the case?
Well, you know, a lot of that is also determined by the legislature. So we still have a Republican-controlled legislature, but a Republican governor and Republican superintendent. So what I'm hoping, I'm hoping that they'll look at the kinds of things that Keith and I have talked about that are important to us, especially with ISTEP and the overemphasis on testing and how it's used. But I also hope that because they are new, they're all of one party, that there'll be less fighting and there'll be more time for them to actually do something instead of always fighting over the process.
Well, Sue, let's talk some realities now, because it's not a secret that the ISTEP scores from last March have been embargoed and are now ready to be announced because there's no election in the wings. But it's possible that the new superintendent, along with the governor, could say, even though those scores have been out, we're not going to honor those scores in any way. We're not going to accept the result of those scores. And that is something she could be a part of from the get-go.
Right. And I guess, you know, I'm anxious to see what will happen with that, even though she won't take office until January 1st.
Right.
They've begun the transition and they've begun talking about these kinds of things, especially with ISTEP.
What are they required to do?
You mean in terms of release the scores?
The people that are in office now, the people that start in office in January, is there any requirement? Does this have to happen? Can they just say, forget it, we're out of here? The new ISTEP, did Holcomb run on an education platform? Did he say, hey, if I get elected, this is what we're going to do with ISTEP? Or was he just like, hey, whatever?
It wasn't so much education as it was the economic development and things like that for the state of Indiana. But the other part of it, Sue, is the question that Mike just asked is, what does Glenda Ritz have to do? And there's a little bit of kind of, what is your legacy? What do you leave? And is there going to be any attempt to repair any of the bad things that have gone on. And certainly ISTEP is one of those.
Right, and that's a really, really good point. But again, I'm wondering what she will be able to accomplish in these last couple of months as a lame duck.
Well, that you nailed it. She's a lame duck. I don't see anything coming out of there. Because, you know, why would you try to influence the next go-round?
Well, that's my point. What would be influenced here at the last hurrah?
Well, Sue and I have talked about this on this program, and that is a new test. What are we going to have to go into the future for ISTEP?
Right. And I would think, I would imagine that these new folks, even before they take office, are going to start talking about those kinds of things. So, because like we've talked about and what Keith has said many times, we really don't know what's going on. It's still kind of all up in the air, and we're waiting for that final recommendation from the committee talking about ISTEP. So it will be interesting to see how Jennifer McCormick and Eric Holcomb move forward in this transition period and what they try to do to influence. But I agree with Keith. This is Glenda Ritz's legacy, so it'll be interesting to see what she wants to leave as her accomplishments in the last couple of months.
Well, the other thing, Sue, is it's possible, and you know, this may be dreaming on my part, it's possible that Jennifer and Eric Holcomb could decide we're going to throw out what's there, that commission that they had that hasn't really accomplished anything, and we're going to start all over again. And they have nothing to lose because it's all a loss already.
Right. They really could. The legislators who will be taking office on January 1st, you know, they might have new appointments. They might have new ideas. So I really am. I'm very anxious to see what's going to happen. And I'm going to hope for the best. And I think our superintendent and our school board, like a lot of school corporations around the state, are going to be lobbying folks to see what we can do to get this working well.
So that you know, there has been a meeting called of state school superintendents where they'll get together and maybe get some advice on where the superintendents are interested in going.
Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein are our guests this morning. They both serve on the MCCSC school board. The best part about this Thursday morning is we didn't have to start off the program saying, now what do we do in the MCCSC, because the referendum did not pass.
Right.
That is not the case. It passed with flying colors. Good to see there was no surprises there. I would assume everybody.
Huge margin. 81% of the voters voted for it.
So a celebratory feel there. And that's six more years. Starting when, Sue?
Starting with this budget in January. Now, what Tim Thrasher had said was, if this didn't pass, we probably had enough cash reserves to carry us through for another year. But like you said, Glass, really good news. We don't have to do that. We can move forward with the budget that the board said or approved, and the way we said we were going to spend the referendum money. And you know, as Keith and I have talked about before, the number of volunteers and the time that they devoted to this was just amazing, from parents who were staffing our office to the people in our community who are community leaders who stepped up and took positions of responsibility and helped guide this. So, we were pretty sure it would pass, but 81%. Is very encouraging.
Well, and I don't want to jump in up and down and, you know, kind of like Snoopy and Peanuts and, you know, celebrate too much, but the fact of the matter is that the people, I believe, saw the results of the first referendum and saw that we delivered the results in terms of graduation, in terms of test scores and things like that, that we promised, and that there are more people helping our students in the schools than ever before. We've got the International Baccalaureate program. We've got the performing arts situation. We've got STEM education going on. We've got the entrepreneurship school. There are so many things that are happening because of this money, and it's amazing when you get that kind of support from your community. And other school systems have not been as successful. Some were. The Gary referendum failed. And, boy, if anyone needs support, financial support, it's Gary. But we love our people.
And if anybody read the article after the election, yesterday, Lynn Coyne, one of our tri-chairs, was quoted as saying, "I am so proud of where I live." And I think that's really true for a whole lot of people. We know how important education is to this community. We know that that's a real driver of economic development. So once again, you know, we can't say enough about this great community.
Well, and I liked Jim Muelling's, one of our tri-chairs in there, and his quote was, "The people of Monroe County get it. They understand
right.
why this is important," and I think that's something else. Hey, we got a couple of things to talk about. First of all, there's a work session tonight.
And tonight? What?
Yeah.
What?
Well, we couldn't have it Tuesday.
Well, that's right. You couldn't. You know? It was election day.
And just to let people know, November 15th is the school board meeting. Because of the Thanksgiving week, we will not be meeting. And it's official. It's on the calendar. It's all there. So November 15th is our next school board meeting.
So people aren't usually – it's usually the 4th. Tuesday, right. And the fourth Tuesday will be right in the middle of Thanksgiving week, and so you'll move it up 1 week there. What's going on at the work session tonight, Keith? Whoa, geez, heck.
Sue, tell them.
Let's get on it.
Tonight we're going to talk about, we have some property near Lakeview Elementary School that had been a rental property, and we have taken that back, and we're going to talk about the future of that property. We're going to talk about some capital projects. And we're also going to talk about bidding for transportation because we have a process whereby our contract drivers submit bids for what they're going to charge us to drive their buses. So we're going to be beginning to discuss that. Again, we won't make any decisions tonight, but we'll certainly be hearing and discussing information.
And we should point out that work sessions, like everything else, are open to the public. There's no public comment. But you
can watch them work.
Watch it happen.
So this sounds like just standard housekeeping this type of year, besides the Lakeview property stuff.
Right, and it begins at 5:30, like all of our work sessions do. Those begin a little bit earlier than our regular meetings. So just so that people know, be there at 5:30 when we begin.
And Keith will be with us next Tuesday morning to remind us of the school board meeting
right.
that will be coming up a week early because of the vacation holiday.
Well, we got 5 Tuesdays in November, and that's the reason.
5 Tuesdays,
right.
Wow. Does that mean an extra paycheck? Is that how that works?
Yeah, try that.
Yeah, exactly right. What else do we need to cover this morning, Keith? We got it all handled?
I think we're in pretty good shape. That
we're
pretty much
shape.
Does it, right, Sue?
So now we're getting ready for Thanksgiving vacation in the MCCSC. Then before you know it, Christmas. Before you know it, it's going to be, we'll talk about spring and graduation and all that stuff. Gee whiz, it's flying by. It always does. And Sue, moving forward here in the end of 2016, everybody's just trying to wrap up semesters and get it done, right?
Right. We're at that time of year, and I like the way that you describe it, Glass, because when we think about spring and graduation, it means we're through with winter time. So I'm anxious for that, but we've got a lot to do before then, and I'm so happy Keith mentioned the board meeting on Tuesday because I had forgotten.
Well, that's all right. You've had a busy week.
One of the things I want to point out, because with the holidays and all the other things that happen, things start coming really fast, is the semester winter break situation. And I want to remind people about this because technically it starts on December the 23rd, except the December 23rd date is a snow date. Now, if there should be any snow and you're saying there won't be, then that date will be a school day. Other than that, the winter break starts that week.
Well, I believe you. We got plenty of time to worry about that. Let's get to Thanksgiving first.
Right.
We got
about those break days or snow days so that people are fully aware of that as we get closer.
We will, and we'll mention them, and especially the first time it snows. We'll make sure we get all that covered as well. Sue, great job as always. We will talk to you next Thursday morning to see what that work session we'll talk about work session and your meeting. Gosh, holy cow. We'll have to get another seat belt for that that ride. Good job as always, Sue. We appreciate the time.
Okay. Thank you. Talk to you next week.
Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein both serve on the MCCSC school board and join us every Thursday morning.